Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. When you're the best, every step, note, and beat counts. And for 40 years, there haven't been many better. Then the Marching Dutch of Pella High School. A perennial powerhouse in the world of marching bands, Pella High has left its mark with musical milestones that only stack taller as the autumns come and go. Director of bands Jason Pentico says that first step begins in the summer, weeks before classes start.
It really is a process of persistence and patience. We preach that pretty much every day to the kids, that they have to be persistent every day. They need to show up with a great attitude. They need to show up with an attitude that we're going to learn. We're going to get better on a daily basis. And then I think they just need to learn that there's a certain element of patience involved. Not everything is going to happen right away. Even for the returning members, there are going to be lots of things that they don't understand how to do the first couple times they do it. But if they have patience and they continue to work at it, that will eventually come about and they will feel comfortable with what they're being asked to do.
Remember there's a count measure of rest before you play the rest.
Senior Caleb Piersma believes the high expectations set as soon as camp starts is what helps maintain the band's excellence on the field.
I just think our drive and our want to be that good, I think almost everybody and our band buys into what our directors are teaching, that we are the best band in state. And so being able to ingrain that into everybody and then having them all believe that and come out every day and perform their best, I think that's what sets us apart, is just our drive and our want to be the best band and perform out like that every day.
And regardless of the emphasis on what the show or music will be, Senior Ryan Van Monen says the goal from day one is to earn the highest ranking possible in the state. The Division I mark Pella has hit for four decades in a row and counting at state competition.
Yeah, that's kind of just always been the goal, because we have that expectation on our shoulders. So we keep having to like have something each year that makes us unique. And this year, we don't have any props this year, which we have had in the past. But we're focusing a lot more on the visuals this time and like the music. And we're putting emphasis on parts that we haven't really been able to before, instead of having to work around these props. So hopefully we can just focus in on those and have another great year and hopefully get another Division I rating. That'd be fun.
Pentico says the goal is to keep growing as a program. And this year, they'll feature a new show with an international flavor.
The show is entitled España, and the music basically takes our audience members and our band members through a journey of Spain and Latin America. So all the music is Spanish or Latin American in nature, whether it be orchestral music or jazz or anything along those lines. It's some music that you would associate with those regions.
And with a different type of performance, new hurdles have to be cleared by band members themselves.
It's more of just a straight-ahead band show. We don't have any props this year, and we don't have any sound clips or anything of that nature, but we're challenging them in different ways. They're doing a lot of like body visuals and choreography in the show that we're just now starting to add into things now that we've learned all the drill charts. So it's challenging them in some different ways than the other shows have.
Every detail does count, from the woodwinds to the brass and percussion, as well as those visual marks. Enter the color guard, a role Sydney Wiskus feels really adds to the overall show, especially when they too perform at a high level.
Our choreography is really complex, and that kind of sets us apart and kind of puts us with a 4A band, which is cool because then we get to like see ourselves compete higher because our choreography is more intense and everything.
Piersma, Van Monen, and Wiskus are all entering their final seasons. And while they have the goal of another successful competition year, they also hope the future generations of the Marching Dutch are ready to carry the name into invitationals around the state for years to come.
One of our goals is just to make it more of a fun, positive environment when we come to practice. And in past years, especially when we come out like late at night on Saturdays or weekend practices, we just don't have that drive or want to get better. And so this year, that's one of our goals that we've really been trying to implement, is having a fun and positive environment, but also getting work done. And so I think that's one of our main goals this year, is to have fun. Because, I mean, it is band, and so we do want to get stuff done, but we also want to just have fun because it's high school. So, yeah.
For me, one of my personal goals is to really make the younger members of our band feel welcome, because when I was a freshman, I will remember just being really shy, and there was one section leader that really broke me out of my shell, and it was a really great experience. And then I felt like as like a really big member in the band instead of just some freshman that was there, and that was a really great experience for me, so I'd try to like pass the feeling on to someone else.
I really like to see other people grow and like reach their own personal goals and to like put the drive themselves and try and achieve their own goals, whether it be like catching a toss or like winning best guard.
The 2016 Marching Dutch Invitational kicks off the 2016 competition season for many marching bands tomorrow evening at Pella High School. That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.